everybody, it's Mo Lucy. And hit me with that introductory to the periodic table. The way I like to look at the periodic table and its shape is if you imagine you're standing in front of a bed. Now imagine you have a Puffs tissue box, a cube, and you place that on your footboard, so all the way to the left. I wanted to explain the periodic table because I think that that's like the foundation of chemistry. And if anybody wants to take a general chemistry course, and you may end up taking it in high school or encounter it in early college or something like that. So basically the way I look at the periodic table in its shape, the periodic table has evolved over the time because more elements have been discovered. There are currently 118 elements that have been discovered, and that doesn't mean that there's not more out there. Those are just the ones that we have found as scientists. The way I like to look at the periodic table and its shape is if you imagine you're standing in front of a bed, the headboard is to your right, and the left is the footboard, and then in the center is the mattress. Now imagine that the bed that you're looking at is one of the beds that has one of those bookcases for the headboard. So it's sort of a larger structure. It sticks out quite far from the wall because, you can put books and all kinds of things in there. So, it's a couple feet across, basically. And then your footboard is sort of a thickened footboard, but it's not nearly as big as your headboard. It's only like maybe like 12 inches or something across. So that would be the general structure of the periodic table. That's sort of what it looks like. You have two portions that kind of stick up above the rest, which would be your headboard and your footboard. And then you have this large section in the center, like a mattress, that is down below a little bit, but connects the two. Now imagine you have a Puffs tissue box, a cube, and you place that on your footboard. So all the way to the left, on top of your footboard, you placed a Puffs box. And then you went all the way to the right side of your bed, on your headboard, all the way to the right, and placed another one over there. So now you have two cubed tissue boxes on top of your bed. And that's what the periodic table looks like. You sometimes have elements at the bottom that are sort of on their own. They're not connected to this main bed. So you can imagine like maybe a rug on the floor. Those are the ones that we haven't really discovered or haven't been named, but they're down there because they're just unsure, and so they just kind of group them together. But I've never actually used those in any classes, so I wouldn't be necessarily concerned with those. But it is important for you to know that they do exist and that they are down there. So how to read a periodic table? The periodic table has periods and it has groups. So periods, which I'm not sure if that's why they call it the periodic table, that may be entirely possible. But the periods are numbered 1 through 7 because there's 7 of them. And they are basically the rows. It goes straight across. And the groups are the columns on the table. You have 18 groups and 7 columns. So if you go all the way to the left portion of your bed on top of the footboard, remember that Kleenex box we had up there? That would be period 1, because that's our first row. Group 1, because it's in the first group. And that is hydrogen. So that's an H. And that's considered atomic number 1, because we read the table from left to write, just like you would read a book. So it's sort of like reading. You go from like period one to period two to period three to period four, from left to right, sort of like you would read a page. Then if you go all the way over to your other Kleenex box, that would be period one, group 18, because it's all the way on the other side. So there's 18 groups. That would be helium. And helium is atomic number 2. Then if you go back down, because remember there's only 2 things in period 1. There's only 2 elements in period 1, just the hydrogen and the helium, and those are the Kleenex boxes that stick up above the rest of the bed. Then if you go down to the second period, group 1, lithium is there, and that would be atomic number 3. So, and these go according to weight as well. So the heavier they are, the further down on the table they are. They are separated also by metals or non-metals. So the right side of your bed, which would be your headboard, the big bookcase headboard, is going to be your non-metals. And the mattress and then the left portion are going to be your metals. So you can kind of see how this thing is structured and how you read it. And I would suggest anybody, obviously there's one app out there that's completely accessible and it's called Elements. It's ELEMINTS. I got it off the Apps Gone Free app like a while back. So I do think they charge for it, but I think it's only like $2 or something. It's not very much, but I think it would be well worth it. And it would give you a lot of the information about atomic number and mass and all those kinds of things. So I would definitely recommend anybody who's interested in the periodic table or has taken a chemistry course to A, get that app. And I'm not sure that they would allow you to use it on exam. But I would also, if you had to, go into Excel and write it out in the columns and rows according to the way it is on the table. And then that way you could just use the Control G option to go to certain cells. And then that way you can answer questions. Because a lot of times in general chemistry, they'll ask you, you know, which element is contained in, you know, period one, group one. Well, it's hydrogen because that's where it is. So, and you could just look that up maybe in Excel or something like that. So although the periodic table is a picture and it's colorful because it is colored by, you know, different properties of the elements, it's not anything I don't think anybody could understand who's blind. I think we just need to have it in somewhat of a different format. So if anybody has any questions or if there's anything that you would like to know or any other topics, please let me know, because I may periodically just come back and describe something else, because I'm full of information in terms of chemistry and how things look and what that means and stuff. So if anybody's interested, I'd be more than willing to help anybody understand those things. So that's just my introductory to the periodic table. I hope you've enjoyed it. She blinded me with science. And hit me with